From the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul, Minnesota, today I'm Kai Ryssdal. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. The first couple of minutes of the program today are going to be on this theme. Globalization? Meh. There is no shortage of countries, this one included, where sentiments against globalization are running strong, drawbridges are being raised, or threats are being made to do so. So the last thing we need right now, I'd say, is a banking crisis. Sadly, we've already got one. Italy, the third biggest economy in the Eurozone, eighth in the world, has banks that are saddled with bad debt. The government is lining up a $20 billion bailout, raising the prospect of some economic pain for regular Italians and some questions also about that country staying in the Eurozone. Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going from Washington.
The basic problem is many Italian banks lent money they'll never get back. These bad loans are dragging down banks that are now scared to lend in a lukewarm economy. Adam Posen is president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
In Italy, frankly, irresponsibly, the set of Italian banks were allowed to sell to, like, basically grandmothers and grandfathers and small investors pretty risky bonds in the banks themselves.
This financial issue is stacked on a political one. Italy has a brand new government that's just finding its feet. And it has to rescue the banks, says Irene Fennell-Honigman. She teaches international economics at Columbia University.
You cannot have a situation, particularly in the middle of a political crisis, where you suddenly have a large failure of your banks. And we have to remember that banks in Italy also do include one of the largest banks in Europe, which is UniCredit.
What happens if Rome can't pull this off? Well, Brussels could intervene. The European Union has stiff rules on bailouts that would be very painful to ordinary Italians, who could then bolt to the populist anti-EU five-star movement, says Raj Badiani, Europe economist at IHS Markit.
That could result in them actually winning the general election and fulfilling one of their major policy promises, which is to hold a referendum on Italy's membership of the Eurozone European Union.
For now, that may be a long shot. But if Italy's banks and economy deteriorate, the exit conversation could grow louder. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.